Memphis, Millington, Munford, and the surrounding area. Welcome to the Voice of Truth, the only local radio talk show dedicated to exposing corruption in government and restoring our constitutional rights and liberties. Let's face it, right now, we, a free people, well, we're not in such a free environment. But does it have to be that way? Along this journey on the road to truth, you will have to ask yourself, do you have the courage to step out of the boat? Will you have the strength to stand before the giant with just a sling and a stone? If they take your guns, that's all you'll have. With all the voices calling out to you, will you choose to listen to the voice of truth? Or will you blindly follow the propaganda media talk show host of the world who are paid to not tell you the truth? Make no doubt, we are in an information war, and together we will identify the problems facing us today, but we will also identify the solutions. Today is Wednesday, September 10th. Actually, this is Thursday, September 10th. For the next 30 minutes, we will be exposing corruption in government. We will be connecting the dots. We will also be exposing the psychological conditioning in the media. Right now, earlier this week, on local TV and print media, they were proclaimed that the swine flu had claimed its first victim. Realize today, that same TV station announced that the death was from complications from swine flu. That's somewhat different. But first, let's analyze the message. The term claims indicates an overt action. The intent is to have you apply an almost human character to the ability of the virus to choose its victim. Now, what about the headlines relating to SUVs being responsible for thousands of traffic fatalities? Or did the SUV kill the people, or were the drivers responsible? It's kind of, it's like the same term, gun crimes. Did the gun commit the crime? No, the people holding the guns commit the crimes. Then the use of the word criminal. Well, I can go on and on, but remember, folks, in the article, the local publication earlier this week on Tuesday, Section B, it states, quote, medical professionals still looking for the underlying cause of death. And meaning they don't know the exact cause of death, but for them to come out and proclaim in the headlines, swine flu kills a person. Well, that's misleading, that's doublespeak, and that's the psychological conditioning that you have to be aware of. And finally, last night's speech by Obama was another, masterful oration by an expert in the art of doublespeak. Now, he said there were no bureaucrats that would kill the elderly, but there were no bureaucrats who will deny treatments of anyone over the age of 60, as many treatments, including cancer treatments, will be rationed. Of course, that's what it says in the document. Read the details of the Obama health care plan, and, let's go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to be right back in just a moment, folks.
There's a lot more from The Voice of Truth with Mike Parsons coming up in just moments, right here on 1380 WLRM.
Mike Parsons here, the voice of truth, to tell you about Summit Graphics. Recently, I was looking for a custom pop-up canopy and banners for my remote shows. I looked everywhere for the best deals, including online. What I found was Summit Graphics. They not only provided me with a custom pop-up canopy and several banners, but also provided all of the design work in-house. Summit Graphics has 16 years of graphics design experience, state-of-the-art equipment, and in-shop production. Best of all, they're a local company. So if you're like me and you want the highest level of quality, best prices, fast turnaround times, and want to support the local economy, call Summit Graphics at 901-372-2005. That's 901-372-2005. Or visit them online at canopygraphics.com. Call today and mention that you heard about Summit Graphics from Mike Parsons and receive 15% off your order. Call today at 901-372-2005.
This is Mike with The Voice of Truth, and I'm back. I'm in the middle of doing about five things at one time, and like my wife says, I was not manufactured to be, like she is. She can multitask about 15 things at one time. I do one thing at a time good, if I'm lucky. I want you to think about something for a minute. You read this off. and I am waiting for your calls. This is Styx, and the song is Madam Blue. And as you listen to the song, I want you to think, instead of think of the words Madam Blue, think of red, white, and blue. Think of the symbol, one of the symbols of this country. And hold on just a moment, caller. We'll go ahead and take your call right now. Go ahead, caller. You on the air?
Oh, yes, Mike. I would just like to say that this, you know, this flu shot, it's really a false flag terror attack, and it's really evil. And even if you get the flu, this flu shot, it's not going to work anyway, so you might as well just not take it.
Well, I appreciate it. We're going to cover some more information, and you're absolutely right. And hang on, if you want to call back in a little bit, let me go ahead and read through the rest of the monologue. And if you want to call back and comment some more, feel free to. I want to go ahead and get you to think about some things as you listen. Right now on my website I'm working, it's painstakingly difficult for me to learn a new job. I've had to do website work, but if you want to go there, you can read the details of the Obama Healthcare Plan HR 3200 for yourself at MikeParsons.org or TheVoiceOfTruthRadio.com or TheVoiceOfTruthRadio.org. Click on the resources button and then click on Truth Pages. This is brand new. Resources and then Truth Pages. Scroll down. You're going to find a lot of information that's just been posted today, stuff you probably haven't read yet. It just came off the wire, and I posted it. Now, realize, during the Obama speech, one congressman spoke out saying that that's a lie, followed by several others calling him a liar and implying that it was improper for him to speak out. But that's what this country was founded on. And don't think I'm supporting a Republican over the Democrats. No, not at all. I'm not supporting that. I'm supporting the truth. The fact is, well, not tomorrow, but on Monday, I will read a list that I've been compiling for quite some time. It's a list of all of the things that Obama has promised, and I'll compare that to all of the actions he's actually directly taken and responsible for. For those contradictions and of those promises, you will have the ability to see and hear for yourself. And remember, folks, this is not a left-right issue. It's a truth issue. Remember, I'm just a messenger. So, well, what does Galatians say? Galatians 4:16? Well, it says, I am therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Question mark. That's a question. Should I be your enemy because I bring the truth? It's time to wake up, folks. It's time to alert. It's time to stand on that wall with me. You know what time it is. It's up to you. This is your time. This is your format. You know what to do. Are you going to stand up? Or are you going to sit back and watch as it's all taken away? Are you going to fight against the tyranny and the corrupt government that we're facing right now? Well, you know what they say. We're the real terrorists in their eyes. We're the patriots that are going to stand up. Those who are, well, those whose love of God, country, and the Constitution, that's what's standing in their way. All of which is decent. Now, you might remain silent, but I guarantee you, many will act in their silence. But the time is short. The time is now, folks. We're going to get in some information that you probably haven't heard about today. And I guarantee you, you will regret if you sit back and don't face the tyranny. The time is now. You have to ask yourself, what will your legacy be? This is your country. What's left of it? Okay, earlier this week we were talking with several of the listeners that were calling in that were concerned about the forced inoculations that we talked about that was listed in the local publication, and we were talking a lot about that, and they were able to get in touch with some people that claimed that they, in fact, were not going to forcibly inoculate your children, but the issue could potentially be that they could force you into quarantine, but they didn't exactly say where. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the FEMA camps. We're also going to talk about the Girl Scouts now being forced into national service. Well, it's to help the president. Also, there's an article that was on the InfoWars Today, FEMA camps, Will You Go Quietly? And it says, with the introduction of recent legislation used to legitimize the use of internment camps in the United States, many Americans are asking the question, what country do you live in? The Department of Homeland Security reports combined with once secret MIAC reports reveal the targets that will be rounded up and placed into these camps. Are you a target? I know I am. Will you go quietly? That's the question. Now realize, I had a person from a local publication I had sent some information to, and when he and I were talking on the phone, he thought that what I said was a bunch of conspiracy nonsense. Well, I sent him the links. He did his research. He emailed me back apologizing, saying, look, I found some more stuff that you probably didn't know about. And he's starting to wake up too, folks. We're going to go ahead and take... Okay, caller, I'm sorry I hit the wrong button, but feel free to call back. I apologize for that. I want to go ahead and cover also this information just out today. The DHS enlists, this is American Free Press, the DHS enlists Girl Scouts for National Citizen Preparedness Effort. It says the United States wants to enlist its 3 to 4 million Girl Scouts in an effort to combat hurricanes, pandemic terror attacks, and other disasters. The Department of Homeland Security launched a campaign Tuesday to entice blue, brown, and green clad multitudes to be even more prepared with the promise of a new patch if they pitch in. That's right. There's always some type of reward. Did you take the stimulus money? Who do you think the money's coming from? It's you. Young Scouts will be able to emblazon their sashes and vests with these patches if they undergo the training which readies them for an emergency. Earlier this year, I even talked about this where we had the Boy Scouts who were being co-opted into a program where they're going to be used to go out and round up all the returning veterans and the retired veterans, the older folks. Realize, we're talking about kids right now that are 14, 15, 16, 17. Well, in 5 years, they're going to be 20, 21, 22, 23. They're going to be young, able-bodied men. And because their minds are going to be conditioned into alerting to you, the patriots, those people that have fought and have woken up and that are true constitutional conservatives and Christians. And, well, did you read the MIAC documents? If you didn't, if you're new listening to this program, this is information that I shared with the person from the local publication he was not aware of. I actually even had a shirt printed up, and I took these to some of the events that I went to, including the tea parties. I'll read it to you. It says, the government says you might be a terrorist if you are police and military that follow your constitutional oath. In other words, you read the Constitution, and you understand the limitations of government. That means you're not going to kick in people's door and confiscate their rifles or march them off to a FEMA camp as they would in Nazi Germany. You support the Constitution. That means the same thing, except you're now a citizen, and you're going to do the same thing. You're not going to go along with the corruption. If you refuse the swine flu shots, I'll get it out here in just a minute. That's right. Now they're claiming that if you refuse the swine flu shot, you might be a terrorist. You're certainly a threat to the status quo. If you claim to be a Christian, if you listen to Alex Jones, if you stock up on food, water, guns, and ammo, if you oppose the income tax, which, of course, several people I know now are coming out of the woodworks and saying, hey, Mike, guess what? We don't pay federal income tax, and some of us have gone to court and beaten the IRS, but that never makes the news. That never makes the mainstream media. But you know what? The mainstream media, whether you call it the midstream media, and even this lower level, as some people refer to the alternative undertow, the message is getting out, and it's coming from the bottom up, but the fact is the message is getting out, and people are hearing this message. If you declare sovereignty, you might be a terrorist. If you oppose abortion, you might be a terrorist. If you wear this T-shirt, you might be a terrorist. In the MIAC document, it said if you displayed bumper stickers that were offensive or contrary to government policy, that could be viewed as a terrorist act, an act of sedition. If you plant a garden, meaning if you're a self-sufficient individual, not looking for a handout from the government, If you're a veteran, you might be a terrorist because those people are really waking up. If you homeschool, you might be a terrorist because your children aren't getting the benefit of the daily propaganda and psychological conditioning. If you own a dog, you might be a terrorist. That's right. Just by owning a dog, because guess what? When they take your gun, that dog's got teeth and he might bite. Or if you visit Infowars.com, which is the Alex Jones website. Now, certainly I could plug my own website, which I do, MikeParsons.org, TheVoiceOfTruthRadio.com, and TheVoiceOfTruthRadio.org. But the source, the main source of where I get the majority of my information is Infowars.com. And I give credit where credit is due. Folks, the line is open, 901-353-6453. If you're a parent, if you've got a child, whether you've got a son in the Scouts or daughter who's in the Scouts and Brownies, you need to know what's going on, because guess what? When they come home, their assignment, it's to spy on you now. Now, these young Scouts, they will be given these sashes, these patches for their sashes, and they will undergo the training to ready them for these emergencies. This new preparedness patch, it will increase citizens' preparedness to enhance our country's readiness for disasters, said DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano in a statement. As a former Girl Scout, I know the Be Prepared motto will well, and I look forward to working with Girl Scouts to spread the preparedness message to all of our nation's citizens. Is that what you want, folks? Do you want another brown shirt situation just like they had in Nazi Germany? I don't think so. I think it's time to wake up. Hold tight. We'll be back in just a moment.
There's a lot more from The Voice of Truth with Mike Parsons coming up in just moments right here on 1380 WLRM.
While you were sleeping, they came. They took it all away. They didn't leave anything. We've got a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, yes, my God. I just called back. I just want to tell you, on 600 a.m. this morning, it seemed like they were trying to do some kind of trick psyop, because they talked about that person who died at White Station. They were saying that he caught it from a friend's house, and then the next story they were saying that one in South Haven had caught it from a friend's house. So I don't know if they got their story mixed up or what, but I think they just tried to scare us.
Yeah, it's all about conditioning, and believe it or not, I've talked to some of these people, not from that station per se, but I'm not saying I didn't talk to people from that station either. I'm just saying that I've talked to people in other media sources, and for the most part, most, if not all of this is scripted. They're reading a script, they've gotten marching orders, and they come in, they've got a ready-made program ready to go, and of course, a lot of these people believe everything they read, because they don't go to Infowars.com. They don't listen to other sources of media. They only look at the mainstream propaganda, and you know, that's their limitation. That's their own fault, to not open up the doors to the truth and do their own research. But every now and then I'll meet someone, and I'll give them a copy of Loose Change's Second Cut, which talks about 9/11, Twin Towers, and the attack on this country. Or I'll give them a copy of the Obama Deception, or any of the other documentaries. And after they've reviewed it, usually multiple times, they'll call me back with questions, but it starts opening up a dialogue, and it opens up an issue where they can determine that something's not right. It just doesn't pass the smell test. But we've got to wake up more and more people, and right now, so many people are watching and listening to these propaganda machines, and they're going to miss the boat. It's going to be too late. It's time for waking up people. Wake up your family. Wake up your neighbors. Thank you. The line is open, 353-MIKE, 353-6453. Like the lady that called in the other talk show Saturday and said she feels like a lone voice, a lone wolf out in the wilderness, crying out, trying to enlighten her neighbors, her friends, her family, people she cares about. The fact is, it's a growing movement, folks. You might not hear them all, but they're out there. It's a pack. We are part of that pack. It's a growing pack. It's a growing movement. It's the truth movement. And we're going to turn this country around. We're going to take it back peacefully. Various campaigns are out there. The revolution has begun. But the pack, it will be heard. Something to you. I know I read this earlier in the week, but just in case you missed it, the question was, the gentleman last night during the president's presentation that said that's a lie, when the president said that no illegal aliens would be given treatment. Well, section 152, page 50 through 51 of this bill, H.R. 3200, and it's clear, I'll read it. It says HC will provide, health care will be provided to all non-U.S. citizens. That's what it says. Of course, they're saying none will be given to illegal aliens, but if you just reclassify the person as to a non-citizen, then they get it. It's called doublespeak. In section 59B, 59 Bravo, page 170, line 1, any non-resident alien is exempt from individual taxes. So, if you heard me the other day when I said that families could be forced to pay up to $3,600 annually if they don't have insurance, and that's that public option, folks, or an individual could be forced to pay up to $950 per year. So, those of you folks out there that own the insurance plans that have the high deductible plans, like a lot of people do that are otherwise healthy, that see no need to spend thousands and thousands of dollars a year, but spend maybe a few hundred dollars a year for coverage, well, that's great if you're a healthy family. But guess what? If you're a person that loses your job and you're barely making ends meet and you just can't afford an extra $1,000 a year, or your family and you just can't afford $3,600 a year, just even if you're working part-time and lower incomes, they're coming after you. They're going to take what you've got. It's time to wake up, folks. We've got a call online. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Go right ahead, caller. You're on the air. You're on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Is this radio station?
Yes, it is. Go right ahead. You're on the air. You're live.
All right. I'm sorry. I got the wrong number.
No problem. All right. Well, I guess this is a popular number. The line is open, 353-6453, 353-6453. And if you want to go to MikeParsons.org and click on the resources at the top of the page, there's a link that says resources. It's a brand new page I've just created. It's called Truth Pages. And on the left, you'll see the link that says Truth Pages. Click on that. Now, you're going to see some other information on there that I got off of another website. I thought it was kind of funny. You know, it's got a picture of a large pig there. And on the side of the pig, it says health care reform. And it's got a picture of President Obama. It looks like he's holding a lipstick, painting lipstick on that pig. And it says, there. Now, doesn't that look better? I don't know about you folks, but, you know, this is not a left-right issue. This is not a Republican-Democrat issue. This is a right and wrong issue. And we have to take back our country, and we have to make sure that we have the money and resources to do it. So I'm all for bettering people's ability to provide for their families, but I think the government is clearly stepped over their bounds. I think right now the government has gone way overboard outside of the realm of the Constitution. And, of course, you know, when they took over General Motors and kicked out the CEO and then basically divested the company of its resources, splitting up it's like the old adage of acquisitions and divestitures, where you've got a person that goes in and buys up a company and then divested of all of its resources, splits it up, cuts out manufacturing and all the materials and sells it off to destroy that company. That's how they eliminate the competition. And recently it was announced also that the company that manufactures the microchip, Verichip, had recently purchased the company that manages all the medical data. That's interesting, isn't it? Why would they want all the medical data resources for everybody in this country? Why has that company all of a sudden been bought up by Verichip? Could it be that they're planning on putting the chip in you and managing all of that data on the discrete number in that chip where they can embed the information? makes you wonder. It's time to wake up, folks. 901-353-6453. I want to go ahead and tell you about some of my sponsors real quick. I've got several people out there that listen to this show. Not only do they listen, but these are people that literally invest in the community. And these people are wanting to invest in you. But, you know, it's how do you get your message out? These are people that I want you to consider when you have a business transaction or if you want to go out and purchase things. Take a look at these people because they're true patriots also. One of these is Mid-South Farmers Cooperative in Somerville, Tennessee. Now, of course, they're going to provide all of your horse feed and tack, cat and dog supplies, home supplies. But the thing that I like is that they have a huge selection of fencing material. Like I say, good fences make for good neighbors, and boy, I've been spending a lot on fencing lately. Hopefully I can get some better neighbors out of the deal. Also, make your mark. If you've been to the Tea Party, if you've seen these t-shirts that I have made up, if you've seen, well, I can't go into all the lists because of, you know, their privacy, but many of the local private schools have had their uniforms for their cheerleaders and other bands and other ensembles made at Make Your Mark. Also, many local companies are going to Make Your Mark. Not only the quality, but the price. And when you support Make Your Mark, you're supporting the local economy. They are the manufacturer. They're my source. This is my inside secret. This is where you go to get the best deal. I don't get a kickback. I don't get anything. You get the deal. This is my gift to you. And they advertise, and I get shirts, and we put the message out. If you want to make your mark in business in the Mid-South, call Liz Bullard at 867-8516, 867-8516, or go to makeyourmarkinc.com. I also want to tell you about the folks over at Willie German Equipment Company in Somerville. Now, their number is 465-3573, 465-3573. If you're out there in the field harvesting right now and you have an equipment failure and it's something that's beyond you, you need some help, I bet they can help you. They probably have the parts that you need. They have the service department if you need that. And if you just need a brand new piece of equipment, I'm sure they can help you with that. Give them a call again at 465-3573. And again, folks, when you contact these companies, these supporters of the Voice of Truth, let them know you heard about it on the Voice of Truth. That way they know that the ads are working. That's the only way we keep this program on the air. Also, last but not least, a true renegade, true patriot, Atom Small Engines in Brighton, Tennessee on Highway 51. If you've got a problem with a small engine, hydraulic problems, pneumatic problems, mechanical, electrical problems, you want to give Tom a call. 476-7650. 476-7650. And realize, folks, when you shop locally, you're supporting the local economy. You're helping everybody because the money spent here stays here. Give Tom a call at 476-7650. Be back in just a moment.
We're around the renegade.
Folks, I'm back. I want to read you a little bit of an article. This is also something that I found on InfoWars, and it's from the Preventive Disease was the article's origin. It says, it's called Junk Science and Contradictions Dominate the World Health Organization Pandemic Statements and Policies. And it starts off, the World Health Organization claims that by employing their monitoring standards on outbreaks from different parts of the world, they will be able to obtain sufficient information and make tentative conclusions about how the influenza pandemic might evolve in the coming months. Much of the clever phrasing on the New World Order website is convincing enough to conceal the fact that all of their pandemic policies on response and preparation and recommendations are based on pure speculation and junk science. See, folks, they'll trot out something that appears, it has the illusion of being correct. just like in a courthouse where you've got a judge sits up there all proud and pompous with a black robe, people assume that he's extremely intelligent and smart and wise and honest. I've actually heard a judge say that he can just by telling, just by looking at a person, tell if they're telling the truth. Well, that's one of the most deceptive statements I've ever met. The fact is, you can't tell by a person's looks if they're telling the truth. There's no way. I think Jesus said it best, they will be judged by their fruits. And when you know that person has a history of deception and lies, has a history of abuse of power, that's the real fruit that you judge them by. And don't just look at propaganda in the media. You have to do your own homework. Sometimes you have to listen to the facts. If you get a story that you read in the mainstream media, it doesn't always tell you the truth. Sometimes you have to make your own decisions. Don't be led.